We just watched a video that some of us first saw about a year ago, called Hashtag Eat Together. It popped up on the ever-popular Facebook feed again in the last couple of weeks. In it, a woman comes home and is surrounded by people, but no one acknowledges her or talks to her. They are totally distracted by their phones and technology. With gentleness, she challenges them. She and her roommate set up a couple of small tables in a tiny hallway, and as the neighbors come home, she invites them to the tables. We see neighbors join her. They bring different cultures, different food to share. The two tables stretch as other tables are added on, and the hallway is filled with laughter as people put away their phones and really speak to their neighbors. A young child recognizes that an elder is missing and invites the old neighbor in. And we see a tiny space transformed into a welcoming community. How often do we find ourselves distracted from the people around us? How often do we not see what is right in front of our eyes? An article I read said that when we have our cell phones in our hands and constantly refer to them, we are telling the people who are sitting or standing right beside us that they are not important. We are saying that absolutely anything is more interesting than those we are sharing space with. I read that article and realized that I do that. My phone holds a lot of my life. It has contact information in it. Emails come onto it. It is the main way that people reach me. I have my phone with me a lot. I'm trying to let go, not entirely successfully. I switch the sound off more. I screen calls. I sometimes ignore the phone when it rings. I really do, and it drives other people nuts. I want the people I am with to know that they are important, that sharing time with them, learning from them, engaging in conversation with them is what I need to be doing now. Inviting them into my tiny, scrunched piece of the world may very well be what God wants me to do in that moment of time. Because those conversations, those opportunities to meet someone new and hear their stories, have the potential to transform us both. Peter got distracted when Jesus took him up the mountaintop. Jesus had just told the disciples that to follow God was to follow Jesus' example, and that meant that you could not put yourself first, that you needed to let go of your stuff and speak the truth of justice and compassion for others, even if it meant you were putting your own reputation and life on the line. In a moment of quiet, Jesus reconnected with God and something inexplicable happened. The long-dead prophets, Moses and Elijah, appeared. They added to the table of Jesus' story. A moment of transformation, of opportunity, of connection was right within reach. But an exhausted Peter was distracted and couldn't understand what was before him. Instead of joining in, he tried to control the moment. But such actions stifle possibilities, and the opportunity to connect with the holy in that moment disappeared. Being invited to the table is a privilege and an honor. Whether that be in a crowded hallway, on a mountaintop, in the middle of a grocery store or in a church, it is never something that we should take for granted. Being invited to the table means that someone welcomes us or wants to share a story or sees that we have the potential to be a support or a partner. When the table is full, we move things around so that there is always room for more people to join us. No one is left out. When we are invited, we bring what we can. In the hallway, people from different walks of life brought their best food. Today, as we gather together for various annual meetings, we also gather to share food. We bring the best that we can to share with our partners. Some may be able to bring more than others. All are welcome. Being invited to the table of God's church is like that too. We have opportunities to get to know each other, to share the best that we are, so that God's story and Jesus' teachings are shared with the world. We can't get distracted. We need to lift our eyes and hearts to God standing beside us. Jesus said that being faithful believers is hard work, and it is. It is hard work to hear the stories of the hungry and the homeless. It is hard work to offer compassion and support, but as people of God, this is what we are to do. Are we, like the folk in the elevator of the video, so focused on being right or being pulled out of reality by something that stops us being our best, that we have forgotten that God wants us to be part of an ever-expanding and loving community? Pioneer Pastoral Charge is a table that we have begun to build together. Each of our churches brings its own flavor to the table. Together, we have the potential to show what God's community looks like, as we acknowledge the worth of all people, supporting them in times of challenge and celebrating in times of joy. As we take time today to review how we did last year, we should be asking ourselves some questions. Are we creating spaces where people feel welcome to come and check us out to see if we really are United Church, welcoming of all? If someone new shows up, do we want to create a place that will keep them in their place, like Peter did for Moses and Elijah? Or are we ready to listen to what they bring to us that could change us? Does our life reflect our faith? Are we open to those mountaintop, hallway table moments that could change the way we meet God in the world? Let's not get distracted. Let's look at the image of God and the people around us in the place and wherever we are. Let's be transformed by God. Let's share that experience in our words and actions. We can transform the world, one welcoming word at a time. Amen.